Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Define You Radio Classes in Session. It is a Hot Seat Tuesday, of course. And if you guys know, we have been on this phenomenal series, Things to Leave in 2018. Why? Because we're trying to help you guys overflow and level up in 2019, okay? Be forewarned, there has been some technical difficulties. That ain't nothing but the devil. We do not receive that. I'm just telling y'all, because this show will go on, okay? So I just had to state that. So this is actually a part two with the people you're leaving behind. If y'all joined us last week or the last show, you know we had a man on. I hate to say it like that, but we did have a male guest on to give his insight on people to cut loose in 2018. But we're continuing as only the way the hot seat queens can. With that being said, let me go ahead and welcome my beautiful co-host on, Queen LaVon, if you want to say hey before we cut loose.
Hey, guys.
And Queen Shannon, who was a little late to the party, so there was no pre-show chatter. She's, y'all know, if y'all saw the pictures or been on the show, y'all know the rest of the year I will be talking about Queen Shannon and her Wakanda necklace. And I'm going to leave it like that, Queen Shannon, if you would like to say hey to the audience.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening.
I love you, though. I'm just saying.
And
of course, I am the host, Valencia Griffin Wallace, the Southern Belle of Bold. I hadn't said that in a while, but I think I might be reclaiming my title and my time for the rest of 2018. I'm just saying.
Boom.
I don't know.
Boom. Drop
the mic. I'm just saying. And walk
reclaiming.
Away and end the show 3 minutes in. That's the end of the show. But make sure you guys are subscribed and connected with us on Facebook, our Define You Radio Facebook page, where, you know, we add some little tidbits and different memes and different things there. And if you guys have comments, show suggestions, or anything else, we'd love for you to add it there. Like, love, and share. And you can inbox one of us queens if you have comments for tonight's show before we get into the down and dirty. In the words of a famous woman in this movie called Black Sisters Revenge, which I think is from the 70s. I'm not sure. Google it. It is awesome. But in her words, sometimes you got to cut them loose. Now, she doesn't say it that calm. So, yeah, I have to watch that movie, I'm just saying. But the purpose of me bringing up that movie and that part, because this is a woman, she's country, I want to say she's from Mississippi, right? And she moves to California, and she gets involved with this dude, and he's, you know, it's the 70s, early 80s, probably 70s movie, and he has bell bottoms. A fro, everything else. His name is Jesse, like he should be working on lawnmowers somewhere. But Jesse is like the leader of a quote-unquote gang, okay? And that's like she just fell in love with Jesse because he came to her with all those sweet words and everything else. And Jesse's using her because she could fight, you know, honestly. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so Jesse's using her, and then he's cheating on her and all, like, kind of stuff. And at the end of – I'm not going to give away the end of the movie in case you guys see it. I do recommend it. But that's what she basically says. Sometimes you got to cut them loose. So, again, that's Black Sisters Revenge. It is from the 70s. It is hilarious, but it has some life lessons. So
wow.
I compiled an actual, I'm telling y'all, it's like classic. Her name is Emma May, so that's how you know she was from the country. I'm just saying.
Emma
May. I actually compiled a list of people we're going to discuss that I think you should let loose, cut loose, whatever you need to do, loose them in 2018 so you can move forward in 2019. So the first type of person, ladies, is the girl, did you hear about that person?
Mm-hmm.
The gossip.
Bone carrier.
Is she not?
The bone carrier.
Uh-huh. Wait, hold on. Go ahead, Queen LaVon, because I'm taking notes. What is a bone carrier? Still, let's end, Queen.
The bone
carrier. Yeah,
they
were set off and ready for tonight's show. I'm just saying. Go ahead. Bone
yes.
carrier.
And I think that has kind of became the coin phrase for the person that gossip or that brings the tea or supplies the tea, based off of if you watch Ratchet TV, The Housewives of Atlanta, because Sheree coined herself being the bone carrier. So
uh-huh.
it's just that person that's going to take the bones and go take, you know how a dog do, would take a bone and go carry it from one place to another, hiding it or burying it wherever they choose. So that's what that gossiper is, that person that's going to always bring to you the business.
I'm going into 2019, I am adopting that term. Instead of saying gossip, the person with the coffee, tea, and the water, I'm going to start saying the bone carrier. Because
yeah.
I love that, you know, how you put it together. I, of course, don't watch Housewives of Atlanta. Y'all know what I watch. I've judged Judy all day.
Judge Judy, we know.
But if you think about it, and I thought you was about to go spiritual with it, you know, like these dry bones, you know, the bones that was put in. Look, don't let me start. Now, I hit the nail on the head last week with Gideon.
Don't get me started.
But then you bringing up the dog again. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like you bringing up the dog, which kind of brings me back to Gideon. With, you know, you want people that laugh and watch like dogs.
Yep.
But you got to make sure it's not a dog that's carrying bones. You could drink water,
exactly.
But you can't be carrying bones. Hashtag
mm-hmm.
bone carrier, somebody on the.
But you think about what you said, Valencia, because you can't, if you're going to be drinking the water and watching, you can't be carrying a bone. I mean, if a bone is in your mouth, how are you going to lap the water? How are you going to be able to drink your water? So,
bone,
yeah, you hit the nail on the head, girl.
I wasn't even
all
trying
right,
to hit
queen.
That nail. I was going when, you know, they put the body in the grave of one of the prophets, Elijah,
mm-hmm.
one of them, and the body came
mm-hmm.
back to life, the dry bones. I may be getting my scriptures mixed up. Y'all know I'm a Bible student, not a Bible scholar. Okay, hashtag class is always a session for me. Look, did you hear that anger in my voice?
We hear it, the little small growl.
It's
mm-hmm.
okay.
That little small, that right. See, and that's very interesting. So do you queens have any, and I'm talking to the audience, the kings and queens, do you have any bone carriers in your life? You know, your friend that always has the, girl, let me tell you about X, Y, and Z. And it's not any credit tips. It's not any life tips or things you could use. But we know, you know, that person that know what's going on with whoever else.
Mm-hmm.
Queen Shannon,
uh-huh.
your feelings about the bone carrier.
My feelings about the bone carrier. Well, my feelings are pretty much, I mean, yeah, bone carriers absolutely should be less than 2018. And for a fact, even if you can't identify them, because some people may say, well, you know, girl, did you hear? Okay, I don't know that she carrying a bone, but I'll tell you this. Point, you feel that they're bringing you information of somebody else that is not uplifting or beneficial, that's a bone carrier.
Mm-hmm.
And there, first of all, to me, there's no reason to discuss anyone else in the sense that doesn't provide a lesson to you or doesn't provide some kind of benefit to your life, their life, or somebody else's life. There's really no point. So if they're there, you might want to pay attention to them. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go a little further, take a little look in the mirror and find out if you're the bone carrier. And check yourself for 2019. That's all I'm going to say. Don't carry that spirit of bone carrying with you to over to the next year. To next year. And I'm through.
Have you ever been a bone carrier, Queen Shannon?
I have. I most certainly have. I have. I can't just sit and say, no, I've never been that person. No, that, you know, before you get to a point where you come to know who you are, you come to love yourself and come to understand the things that you need to be a better person, to be the person that you were intended to be, yeah, it's a lot of things that you may have done. And I've been a bone carrier, and praise God that I'm no longer that, that I haven't been that in years. And I understand that there was no need for that. There was, what was the benefit of that? The only reason for me to carry a bone about someone else is because there was something in me that was lacking. There was something in me that was missing. So when I found that missing piece, I no longer care about what somebody else got going on or don't have going on, because it doesn't affect my life.
Thank you for being truthfully honest. Queen Lavon, have you ever carried any bones?
I can say, looking back, especially after listening to Shannon, because at first I was going to be like, well, no, because I've always been the person that it's like everybody brought everything to. So I felt like I already always carried so many people's secrets and, you know, their innermost feelings. So I hold that, you know, sacred. If somebody trusts me with something, I always kept it. But then as Shannon was talking, I had to think about, you know, was there a time in my life that I felt like I shared things? And I would have to say, and to take it even further with what Shannon was saying, is that not only check yourself, but sometimes you have to check the way they bring it, because I think that's where the category where I fail is, because you would think, we need to pray for such and such because she's going through this. And it's not the intention that you really care about praying for them. You just want to get out what you want to share. So I had to think about it in that aspect. You know, have I, you know, in the guise of saying, you know, we're going to be in agreement or let's pray for this person. But really, I guess it boils down to the ulterior motive. The ulterior motive was to carry the bone. So, yes, I would have to say so.
Okay. I hear it sounds like we have a little static in the line. Hopefully that clears soon. Guys, the platform has been having technical difficulties. Okay, it sounds better now. I do apologize, but tonight's a very important show. I could honestly say I have been a bone carrier, and I would carry the whole skeleton.
Right. Not the whole skeleton. The whole skeleton.
The whole skeleton. Oh, my gosh.
So, because at a point in time in my life where I felt the lowest about myself, it felt good to take the attention off of me by saying how whatever other drama somebody else was going through, or, you know, or I may have dated, you know, X, Y, and Z, but at least he had a job, and so-and-so not dating nobody with a job, or, you know, different things like that. Like, it was easier to take the attention off of me. Like, if I carry somebody else's bone, if I'm bringing the tea or the coffee or whatever else, then the attention is off of me and my issues.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until I started to realize the things I was saying. You know how sometimes you say something, you don't realize it? And I didn't like when I heard the words coming out of my mouth.
Wow.
And it made me feel bad as I was saying it. You know what I'm saying? So it was like a reality moment in real time. How would I? And then I could tell you definitely one of the things that helped was, you know, writing and, you know, and thinking more about my mom as I, you know, wrote Motherless Child, because I had to think about all the things people said about her, all the bones people carried around town about her.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
Maybe if, instead of somebody carrying, you know, the bones or the tea about what Grizz, which is what everybody called my mom for short, you know, maybe if somebody, instead of gossiped about her, talk to her, maybe her life would have ended different. And, you know, and honestly, and I've said this before, you know, everything you say, it eventually comes back to you, whether it comes back on you or the person confronted, you know, some kind of way it's going to come back to you. A lot of times the words you're speaking about somebody else ends up showing up in your own life.
Absolutely.
Jesus.
That's true. That is true.
That's my... Because if we thought, you know, what I said, if I say this out loud about somebody else, it's going to happen in my life, we would be very mindful of the things we say. That's gumbo for thought. That's some gumbo for thought.
That is true.
That is true.
That is real true.
Kelly grabbing, getting in my Bible. Just thinking, contemplate, learning. You know, just saying it. It's a whole.
She is bringing it.
You know, when you, you know, kind of going left but then back right, but when it's a difference between reading and understanding, and your understanding only comes from continuously reading the same thing over and over again, and it may take 10 times before you get it, and that's not just with the Bible. That's with your goals. That's in life. That's in ways to better you. Practice makes perfect.
Yes, it does.
The next person on the list is the victim. We all know this person. Queen Shannon, you know I'm passing the mic to you. The victim, leave the victims in 2018. Queen Shannon. I'm going to let you touch on that first.
I don't know what to say about them because, I mean, you know, I have a short fuse for that. I have a short fuse for it. I don't, and it's not that everybody, you know, let me say this, let me be professional tonight. I'm not going to go in like they expect
me to. Oh, my
goodness.
It's going to be very professional. Like,
I got scared.
Everyone is entitled to their feelings. And they're most certainly entitled to feeling that they were the victim in every situation that has happened in their life, even though they're the only common denominator in every situation. But those are their feelings, and, you know, their feelings are theirs alone to deal with. But I would say definitely leave those in 2018, because what happens is, I mean, let's just for real put it out here that you are the five people that you hang out with the most, the five people you surround yourself with the most. You are bits and pieces of them. There's mirror reflections of them. So if you're constantly hanging with this victim all the time, it's because there's some part of you that still feels victim to something somewhere. And instead of being a victim, you want to be a victor so that you can move on in your life and be the successful person that you aspire to be. Victimization never produces success. There you have it. Very professional.
I'm proud of you. I like what she said. I'm very proud of her professional response. I just hope this is not some new Queen of Wakanda, Shannon, professional that we're taking in 2019.
So wait a minute. Are you saying leave the professional Shannon in 2018 too?
I'm just saying, you know, I'm going to just leave it right there. It's an offline discussion.
Lord help
Queen LaVon, your thoughts on that one friend, family member, so on and so forth, that victim, your thoughts on that type of person, and why do you think you should leave them in 2018?
I have to agree with Shannon. I have very low tolerance. Very low tolerance for that mentality, because it's always, no matter, they can't ever see anything. Those are the people that you won't ever be able to speak into their life. You can't share. You can't give them a book. You know, you can't give them any tools. You can't share with them, because everything, if it doesn't work out, is always going to be somehow, it's not my fault. It's always someone else's fault. It always was someone else's responsibility. And if you can't move to a place where you can stand up and be accountable and take responsibility, actions for your thoughts, for your words, then at that point, to me, they move to one of the categories that we talked about last week. And that's like they become a leech, because then they just become draining. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten in this age where that has very low tolerance for me, very low. Yeah, we don't last long.
I have played and all of the people I'm saying to leave in 2018, like the list that I compiled, is a part that I've played before. You know, hashtag real talk. I've played the victim before, you know. I'm glad I'm changed. Otherwise, everybody would be leaving me in 2018 based on my own advice. But being a victim, you get attention. You know, people feel sorry for you. And one of the things that I talk about in, of course, you guys won't know till December 31st, if you purchase your copy of From the Grave to the Garden, bit.ly/G2G2018. Thank you for everybody that made it a bestseller and number one hot new release. But this book is very honest. But I talk about that because one of the things I say in the book is, like, if you tell people your mom was on drugs and was murdered, you can get away with anything. That's how honest I am in the book, you know. But it's a truthful statement. I should have been, honestly, I got in a lot of trouble in high school. I should have been expelled. But I had that card. I had that victim card, and I used it well. And I'm just being honest. And for the longest time, it being that girl, being that person, I got away with a lot. You get attention. People feel sorry for you, and I'm just being honest. So, you know, I did play that part. And you really have to look at if you are playing the victim because you get attention. I mean, in all honesty, you know, I wasn't the only person whose parents used drugs or the only person whose parents was murdered. So why does that make me special?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just being honest. So we have to look at if the person that's playing victim, how much attention are you giving them? And are they unique? Like, is it some unique situation? Like, they're one of all 8 billion, however many people in the world that this thing has happened to. There's a saying, somebody could take the same cards you were dealt and win with them.
Oh,
yeah. I've been I'm dropping it today.
We hit.
Well, Valencia, I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'm listening to what you're saying, and, you know, that being that victim of playing that victim card, I don't know. It's like a part of me don't want to see that as a victim mentality, though. Maybe that's the difference. Maybe that's what it is I'm thinking, is that you have people, like you said yourself, that has the victim card, you know that you can use this to your advantage. But mm-hmm. I don't think you had a victim mentality. Did that make sense?
I did. No, it 150% does. And I did.
Okay.
Because the same card I used on other people, I used on myself to why I couldn't get anywhere in life.
Okay.
Like I said it, I internalized it, I believed it, and it wasn't until I started verbalizing how I felt that I saw the effectiveness of it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. Okay.
So I saw, okay, yeah, all of this stuff happened to me. It wasn't my fault. You know, that whole victim mentality, and then I, you know, verbalized it inside first, like we do with a lot of stuff. But then when I started verbalizing it outside, I saw that I could use it. I could use how I felt on the inside to for whatever. So it was still a victim mindset, and crazy, but the victim mindset became beneficial to me. So why would I have even worried about getting healed?
Oh, okay,
interesting.
It is.
Yeah, I had about 3 cups of coffee today,
and a whole bunch of hard time.
I cooked gumbo, so I had to have rice. Okay.
Okay.
We're gonna do a show just dedicated things to leave in 2018. The 2-for-1 honey buns. No, not cards altogether. 2-for-1 honey buns. Like, you know, just because they 2-for-1 don't mean I need to get 2. I could just get 1.
Well, so, all right, Define You Radio. Y'all hear her? Y'all hear her saying that?
I will go back and download and edit and repost this show like it never was downloaded and edited. Y'all know I got skills. But that's one of the things that people love about the show, and I know I love it, because we could talk a serious topic but make it feel like it's not so heavy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because what I just said and what, you know, y'all have been saying the entire show, people could, if we're honest with ourselves, we've all used this. Oh, my gosh,
yeah.
I'm a teenage mom.
Mm-hmm.
That was my next victim card. Like, I didn't lay up there and get pregnant. You know?
That's true. Yeah.
So,
The
next one, we all know somebody, I'm going to just throw this before I move to the next person, but we all know somebody that has played that single mom card. I played it.
Oh,
played it as well.
Yes, we do know somebody
played
that.
Well, I'm just saying.
Single mom.
Okay, this is the next person. You know, congratulations on your book and being bestseller. But, you know, I actually did a bestseller last week, and I'm actually like a 3-time bestseller now. Or congratulations on your event. I actually had just came from an event, or I was invited to speak in Australia. You know, that one-up friend, that I know you are this, congratulations, pat on your back, but I'm this. I'm the shiny star in this friendship.
I almost want to hang up just listening to that.
Listen, LeVon, I was just going to say, what you're not going to do.
Is it that serious?
Yes. I was like, I could just hang up. I don't even want to hear no more. I'm mad.
Because I was just going to say, what you're not going to do is sit up here and compare your life to mine. That's not the game you're playing.
I know. But it's not so much the friend. It's not so much the friend that compares their life to theirs, but it's that friend that wants
one up.
Hey, one up you.
One up
you.
One up
you.
One up
you.
one-upper. There it is.
You know,
the one-upper.
The one-upper. There you go. The one. Yes. The one-upper friend. The one-upper.
Yes. Jesus.
Queen LaVon, since you just spit venom and was about to hang up, I think you should tackle this one first.
I don't even know if I have anything to say, because I just can't even go there. Is that type of person, if that is in your circle, you have to leave that in 2018, because what they're not going to do is frustrate my dreams.
I know that.
You know, because that type of person becomes frustrating. And then because they always want to one up, and especially in a crowd, you know, or when they're around others, they want to make sure they vocalize. And it's like, you know, we don't, you know, we both stars. We don't have to dim our lights. And I'm most definitely not about to go back and forth with you about who wore it best. Can't do it. Yeah, you need to leave that person in 2018, because what they're going to end up doing is actually frustrating you to the point that they're frustrating and almost like they're snuffing out your dreams. So, yeah, leave them.
I love that. Oh, I mean, I don't love it, but, you know, I love the term, dream snuffer.
I was about to say, you're not snuffing out my dream.
Queen Shannon, have you found yourself with a friend, and I'm using this term loosely, definitely, but with a friend like that?
I honestly, praise God, I have to say, in way, way in the past, but as of like the last year or two, no. No, I haven't. So that's a blessing, because I don't have time for that. You know, like LaVon said, you're not going to snuff out my dreams, and you're not going to upset my Holy Ghost Cheerios. You're not going to do it. You're not going to do it. Leave me be. You do what you do.
Exactly.
I do what I do. And everybody, and just cheer for each other, okay? If you did that, awesome. Because I'm not going to try to one-up you and say, oh, I did this better. No. You did that, you know, hey, I'm cheering. I'm rooting. Hey, let me push you. If we're not doing that out there, what are we doing? Why are we doing this other little dance you think we're going to do? I'm not doing this. So, praise God. No, I have not had any encounters with people like that in like the past year or two.
I was married to a one-upper.
What?
No,
wait,
no,
how
it's
you
the terminology.
How do you want to one-up your spouse?
It was y'all know I rarely talk about my exes,
right?
But
wait, is this the marriage? Is this the marriage that don't count?
No, this not that marriage that don't count.
Oh,
no,
okay.
He couldn't one up a tennis shoe. but this. God forgive me. I'm praying for him. But no, my marriage before I got delivered. And found myself, but I never forget when I first started. I used to make jewelry back in the day, right? Like, because I love all things creative. So here locally, we have a flea market, and I learned how, like, all the, I don't know if they do them as much now, but all the photo gifts, including the blankets, ornaments, jewelry, earrings, bracelets, like if it had a photo on it, I made it. And yes, your girl's talented. I was whipping at work. Especially when I'm on holidays, right? And so I'd never forget this day I came home, because I was so excited, like how much money I made, you know, at the flea market out there making, you know, making my stuff. Like, you know, like I was so excited. And I was like, you know, oh, I made this amount of money. And no lie, he was like, oh, I make that in an hour or 2 hours. Or it was something of that nature. Basically saying what I made wasn't nothing compared to what he made, which factually it was true. But why would you, you know, it's several reasons why their marriage ended. That was definitely one of them. So it started, but see, I was already at a low place in my life. And that, you know, definitely was fuel to the fire, however you want to add it. But sometimes you could be in a relationship with a one-upper. You will see people competing against the person that they're supposed to love. And then they will verbalize it. You know, so yeah, I was married to a one upper, and it was very damaging to my self esteem because it was something I loved to do, and it was something I did really, really well, and I never forget that day, and it was forever ago. It was forever ago.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Just saying.
That's crazy.
But it makes you think about, like, relationships, because not just friendships, but relationships, you know, especially if you're a woman.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say it like this, but, you know, if you're a woman in a relationship and you make more than the man you're with. You know, sometimes women may use that or say those things. And sometimes men do too. They'll use that one up, you know, congratulations on your 50 cent raise, but I make XYZ an hour.
You know,
we don't think about that. Congratulations on your adopted dog, but I got a purebred AKC. You know, like, it's like everybody's thinking now. Like, you think about go through the recesses of your mind. That's, you know, that congratulations, you know,
but
that person
it.
That says, right, that congratulations on your little.
Oh, yes. See
that's
what I was about to say. That little.
Because I've heard that little. Like, congratulations on your little house. It's cute. Mind you, I was in between G-Baby and Valencia at the moment, so they did get the proper response. Okay? But it's that, you know, and that's another thing. That's cute. You know, like some people say that's cute and they mean it in a nice way, but sometimes that, you know, oh, your dress is so cute.
It's that tone. It's the tone with that cute, though, when they say it. It's the way that they say it, that little tone that lets you know it's not a genuine cute.
It's kind of like that this thing that they do now where they say, oh, you cute or whatever. And I had to ask myself, what's the whatever? The whatever is that little piece of, you know, that little piece of
that
shade.
That dig. Yes.
Right.
Yes, that little dig.
Like, why the whatever is not a necessary part of the sentence. Oh, you look cute. Stop right there, period. Don't add the whatever. Don't add that on the end.
or ones, you know, it's that one up, sometimes it's sneaky and you don't think about it till after the fact. You know? Oh, that's good. You know, that's great. You started a business. I've actually been in business like 3 years and we made $10,000 this day by itself. Like, dang, like, just, you know, like, let me.
And they'll put on the end, like, you keep at it. You can do it too. You know, one of those little on the end, like.
Ooh, that's the things that make you sit on your hands so you don't throat chop them.
You know, I knew it was coming, Shannon. I knew it was coming.
I tried.
But we don't. Sometimes we'll get numb to that. Oh, geez, and we'll even use it. And then you carry that person in 2019. You know,
it's true.
Like, oh, that's just how she is. What? So. Hopefully the fed get up this line. We'll continue on. Okay, this friend. that always remind you when they did something for you? Queen LaVonne. Just go ahead. It's going to clear.
Yeah.
Friends that remind you of what they did for you. Manipulative friends, I guess you would use it, say it that way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I'm speak on it. Are y'all reminiscing?
I'm a pass.
I think so. I believe
I think I need to pass on this one because this one gonna really cause me to go over the deep end, and I don't think we need to do that tonight.
But Shannon, think about it. That manipulative friend is usually that person that, if you think about what they did for you, one is probably so long and so far back, but they haven't done anything more with their life, and they've seen that you are moving on and that you're doing well, and they want to, it's like they want to keep taking you back. They want to pull you back, because to pull you back keeps them from having to look at where they are not.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's easier to look that and see that I'm staying right here in this box, but if I was to get outside of this box, I would have to see what all I haven't done that I could have done. So they want to just keep pulling you back. You have those manipulative type friends that want to hold on to you because they don't want you to go too far, because they don't want to have to look at their own self. They don't want to have to look at their own life. And it's easier to say, well, you remember when we used to be in the club and I had to pay for your drink?
Mm.
You know, you remember when I used to have to give you gas? You know, they want to remind you because it almost like it hurts them just to say congratulations.
That's a good one. Remember when I babysit Cameron? Cameron is 21. When?
Why are we going that far back? Like, why do we care?
When?
Was I still going to the club then and needed a babysitter? Like, yeah. I heard that. Not here, not recently, but when Cameron was well over the age of 18, I did get a reminder of when somebody used to watch Cameron for me. Like, what? You kidding? Didn't I pay you?
I know.
So you asking, didn't I pay you? I'm thinking to myself, or better yet, saying to them, I don't know what you're talking about. Because in my mind, if you have to bring it up, you didn't do it after goodness of your heart. So what I took after goodness of your heart, whatever it might have been that you've done, I was mistaken. So that whatever time you're talking about is not the same time I'm talking about. So I don't know what time you're talking about.
Whoa.
Mm.
Whoa.
That right there will hit a lot, because I think a lot of women, you know, we have a guilt complex, right? We have certain negative and loyalties and people that we need to cut loose based on the fact of what they did for us way back when. Like, how long am I going to owe you? Am I going to owe you the rest of my life? No lie, I kid you not. And it wasn't really, it was kind of remember when, but it kind of wasn't. So many, many years ago when I was in the marriage, I didn't count. Somebody I knew told me about doing vision boards, right? And, of course, I wasn't trying to do no vision boards then, but when I got ready to change my life, that was one of the things that came back to me. And I kid you not when I tell you that person, maybe about a year ago, give or take, said, and just to think, it all started with me helping you to do vision boards. What? When was that?
What?
I didn't even remember.
Wow.
I honestly didn't even remember. But like, what you want? Like, what? I mean, okay. But that's we don't think about that. Remember when I told you, like, if you go to this website, you can learn about starting a business, and you 10 years deep in the business.
Wow. You should have said, do you want me to send you an invoice? I mean, because really, it's like, what are you saying? I'm owing you something? Like, do I owe you something?
You know, I didn't even know what to say. Number one, I wasn't trying to hear nothing, but I heard it and didn't hear it at the same time when this person told this to me all those years ago. But the fact that you remember something I didn't remember, so, like, are you secretly taking credit for me eventually changing my life? That wasn't you. That was God. A lot of times people will try to take credit for something God did. Maybe God told you to babysit Cameron so I could go out to the club and get it out of my system in my early 20s. I'm just saying God had the woman feed one of them people in the Bible. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm a student, not a scholar. Look, did you hear the anger in my voice? Because I didn't...
You've had it in there all night. You've had some anger in your voice all night.
I know.
I mean, the thing is, it's the reason why I deal with very few. And I think if we get more clear about who we are and the type of people that we want and need in our life, and I say need because you need people that's going to speak life into you. You need people that's going to push you to that level of where you're going next. And I'm going to say, as women, and this has been a problem of mine, because I've been friends with you since we used to tie tennis shoes in kindergarten, I'm indebted to you and your negativity for the rest of my life, so both of us could sit there on our deathbed talking about all the things we didn't do? This is why I can't do one day, Lord, we're going to do live shows where y'all can see our faces, but this ain't the day, and I'm glad. Mm-hmm. I'm having all kind of flashbacks.
Lord.
So this is the next one on my list. And listeners, whether you guys are online or on the phone, if you guys have a particular type of friend or person that you can think of, please inbox one of us or put it on the show page. If you're so brave, we'll be happy to discuss that person. But I think we've hit the nail on the head, so to speak, with a lot of these people. The next one, the drama queen.
Yes.
Okay. That drama queen friend is the everything is on 10. She didn't get into an argument. She was about to kill somebody. Okay, I said that. So let me refer. I take that one back because if I get in an argument. But, you know, if I don't say disagreement, if I say argument, then it's serious. Okay? But, you know, that everything is on 10, that drama queen. They like the attention from drama. They, you know, because like I said earlier with, you know, playing the victim, which is kind of like a cousin of the drama queen. They're probably related.
Yes.
I would say so. You know?
First cousin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. Queen LaVon, drama queen.
Now, when I think of drama queen, I have to be a little careful and tread lightly on this because I'm, you know, I'm a little extra.
A little extra. Yes, you are.
You know, I am. So I probably can be a little dramatic. I've probably been one of those people. But
I would say I'm not one of those people that just wants to always be in the middle of drama and creating drama, because you do have those friends or those people that you may have relationships with, even if it's in business, you know, a personal or family, that you have that everything around them, like you said, has to always be on 10. You know, somebody is dying. Somebody, you know, is falling out in the floor. Everything about their life, you know, just screams dramatic. And a lot of times those people will create dramatic situations by being, and they're probably one of their other cousins, the bone carrier, you know, probably one of those other cousins. So they, and probably, I think they probably, that person is probably related to everybody, every other category. It's probably the mother.
Agree.
I would have to say it may have to be the mother, because it's going to be, you know, that's going to be the person that's sometimes dramatic like that, or oftentimes they may have hidden jealousies. You know, they don't want to deal with their own life, and so they use their victimization to try to, you know, create drama. You know, they will belittle other people. They're going to try to manipulate. So, yeah, that dramatic person, we can't take that into 2019. I want to say that for those that are listening. You cannot take that drama into 2019, because where we are going and what we are going to be doing in 2019, see, in the marketplace, people, they're not going to want to deal with that. Because at the end of the day, people are going to want, you know, they want to know the facts. What can you do for me? I'm going to be willing to invest. I'm going to be willing to give. You know, I want to be able to I want to be able to create these platforms. But no one is going to want to be tied to a headline.
Jesus. Queen Shannon.
I don't think there's really nothing to be said after that. I mean, she told the people, and I have to say I second that. I mean, really, like, what else needs to be said on that? I mean, as far as I will say this. I'll say this cause as I think about it. And I think when we say drama queens, we don't mean, you know, we can – here's the thing. As females, we have the propensity to be a little dramatic at times. It's
right.
Part of the whole girly aspect of us, and sometimes, well, you know, we just, that's who we are. But it's a difference in that and just someone that keeps up drama the time with everybody for no reason, but just to be involved, just to be, just to see stuff going on. Those are the kind of people that we're zooming in on. So for those listening, it's those kind of people. So if you see those people around you that every time something's going on, their name pops up in it, you need to leave them in 2018.
I agree. I was definitely thinking about, you know, because I'm a very dramatic person. That I'm an Aquarius. It's my nature. However, being you know, dramatic versus being involved in drama, creating drama or creating mess. Maybe that's the way I should have said it. Always being involved in mess. You know, we all we currently know them, we've known them, we're related to them, we may be them.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, don't be the person and wonder why you don't have friends in 2019. They may be listening to the show and realize you own this checklist.
I know that's right.
But, you know, but the when I think about, you know, my I am related to, well, I don't know if she's still like that because I had to talk, but very dramatic. Like, it was always drama. Definitely, I'm going to throw rocks and hide my hand because G-Baby was right there for the drama she created.
Oh.
And that kind of will bring it back. You know, is that person going to create drama because you're going to step in to save them?
Yes.
some of the posts I see, you know, dramatic. There's a lot of, and I'm hoping the static work its way out, but there's a lot of keyboard gangsters creating drama on social media.
Yeah.
I ain't the one. I will get your IP address.
There goes you, baby, coming out. Please put it back. Please. Just please put it back.
I'm, you know, because sometimes people like to create drama. Like if you've ever posted something, and I just use Facebook, for example, posted something on Facebook that was one way and somebody that wanted to be seen, wanted to create drama, make a negative comment or a stupid comment or whatever else that you know if you ran across them, they wouldn't have said, you know. I'll never forget, like, either earlier this year or last year, I can't remember, I posted some pictures from a photo shoot I did, and some random person had made a stupid comment, like, why you look so light, or I think the other picture looks better, or something. It was something like that that just, it was trying to create drama, and I'm not going to lie. I gave her exactly what she asked for. Then I deleted both comments because I have a brand. And then blocked her and everything else. But you got to think about those people that like to get a response. I think that's a good way to kind of sum up a drama queen. They like to get a response, you know, even if it's negative.
That's true.
So I don't got nothing better to do. So I'm going to let you know that I don't like your post or I don't like this, I don't like that. My mortgage is paid to Wells Fargo. Please feel free to pay them any point in time. Then you can comment.
Oh,
shoot.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I catch flashbacks because I see it a whole lot. I see it a whole lot. And, you know, drama queens, a.k.a. keyboard gangsters, Facebook fearless. Ooh, that's a good one. You know,
Facebook fearless.
Those kind of people. Facebook fearless. Street scary though. And we gotta watch what we say. If you not man or woman enough to say it or deal with it, leave it alone. Unfriend that person, unblock them. I've seen plenty of posts. I just wanna go left, right, and sideways on other people posts. That ain't my business. But they do have people that will. Why? Because they like drama. Can I get a rise out of Shannon? Can I get a rise out of LaVon? So, hashtag amen.
Amen.
So this is the last on my list. Y'all gonna love this one. My life is perfect. Friend.
Mm-hmm.
Person.
Oh,
you know.
Oh, the liar.
Yeah, ooh, yeah. My life is perfect. I'm generating cash. My kids acting right. They got straight A's and a scholarship while they in kindergarten for grad school. Somebody gave them a grad school scholarship in kindergarten. You know, my marriage is perfect. Everything's just perfect. My car, you know, that pretense, you know, that liar that everything is perfect. Friend. Queen Shannon.
I mean, pretty much, like I said, just a liar. The liar, because first of all, nobody is just got everything perfect. No, there's no one on earth that can say everything is perfect all the time. The kids, the job, the income, everything just flows perfectly all the time. That's a lie. And to have a friend that says that's just how I look at it. You're a liar, okay? And if you lie about that, you'll lie about anything. Mm-hmm. That means you won't lie. That means you'll lie about your struggles, which could possibly help me, or you'll lie and tell me something that where you know I could have done better in something, you'll lie and tell me it was great to sabotage me. I don't trust you. Real talk, I can't trust you and you can't be honest with yourself because you don't need to lie to me. You're lying to yourself, and if you can't be honest with yourself, I can't trust you. So, student 2018 is where you're going to stay, okay?
Or lying that you don't have an issue with carbs when you know you do.
You say carbs.
Carbs.
You know.
Yes, honey, carbs.
I'm just, you know,
oh my God.
Like you've never, you know what I'm saying? Just, I know that I had to stop pretending that my life was perfect. I learned this years ago, you know, because it looked perfect from the outside looking in when I was married to the one-upper, right? It looked perfect, and then I would go out into the world and pretend it was perfect. So honestly, when the marriage was done, people looking at me like I was crazy, because I pretended so well that my life was perfect. And a lot of times, you know, you'll get caught up in your own lie. You know.
That's
one aspect of it. Then you got the people that lie. I've seen people, you could call them habitual liars, whatever you want to add to it. Because I've seen people lie, and like you know it's a lie when they're telling you the lie, because you know them in real life. Or you see people post stuff, honestly, that you know. We've all seen this. So y'all have to think about it. Trying to think like, oh, I don't know anybody like that. Think about people that post stuff on social media or whatever else, and you're like, wait a minute, that is not your house. That is not your car. That ain't even your husband. But I want to present that everything is perfect, that our family picture is perfect. We have a perfect family. But wait a minute, didn't you tell me yesterday your son cussed you out in Walmart? Like, I have questions.
Ooh, right.
But it's that, and like Queen Shannon said, and I love that she said that, sharing, not saying you got to tell people all your business or anything like that, but my thing is, if you only presenting your perfect side to me, I feel like I can't present any of me to you, because I am so imperfect. I will listen to gospel and have road rage at the same time and say, excuse me, Lord, and go back to singing.
Hashtag amen.
You know,
amen.
I'm being
amen.
Like, if you didn't watch one of my Facebook Lives, you know I catch myself a lot, because sometimes I'll go hard and a cuss word about to slip out. No, that's not ladylike. That's not Christ-like or any other like, but it's Valencia-like. And my thing is, I can't pretend like I'm perfect. I say everything. That show ain't even perfect. We didn't have technical difficulties all night, but we were making that thing work. You know? You don't speak a certain way. You don't walk a certain way. You don't do a certain thing like I do. I'm the perfect this, this, and this. No, you're not. Because you have people believing that's a sew-in, and I know it's a $35 wig off Amazon.
Oh, my God.
Honestly.
I'm done.
Some people that they have to be so perfect. It's like when we did the show about the price tag, and they want to make you believe that they're so perfect and got the finances to pay for an $800 sew-in, but if you a wig pro like me, you know one when you see one.
Oh my God.
Why?
Did she say a $35 wig?
Yeah, she said $35 off Amazon. Off Amazon.
I'm done.
Amazon. Mr. Bezos, holler at us. I'm just saying.
Listen, I didn't even know Amazon sold wigs. So,
to
carry on.
Crochet hair and bundles also.
They sell bundles,
things people learn.
Yes, they do.
Oh my Lord, God.
Things we talk about on this show.
I know.
Queen LaVon, your everything is so perfect in my life, friend.
I think the statement that you just made, you and Shannon both alluded to the same statement, that if you're only presenting your perfect world, perfect life to me, then how can I ever be comfortable enough to share with you my imperfections? The reason why we have to leave this person, this relationship in 2018, is because we have people dying because they're afraid to share the story. They're afraid to share their imperfections. They're afraid to be vulnerable because you look like you got it together. You look like you got it together on Facebook, on social media, you know, on Snapchat, on Instagram, in your photos. But that person is waiting for someone to say, you know what, honey, I have this makeup on, but it's hiding the bruises. You know, yes, I'm dressed up and I'm suited up, but you don't know the pain. You don't know my fears. You don't know the tears that I've shared. You haven't heard my cries. So we have to leave this type of relationship in 2018 because we can't afford to lose another person because you are afraid to be real. We just don't have time for those type of shenanigans. Can't go with us in 2019.
Hashtag amen.
Amen.
I love that. And I didn't even think about it that way. And
Me either.
One of the things that with the show, because we do have different perspectives and different ingredients we add to this gumbo called Define You Radio Hot Seat. I didn't think about it that way, but it brings me back to that I think the baby was 9, you know, that committed suicide not that long ago. And it hurt my heart. It hurt my heart. And I think even as parents, we need not to present perfection in front of our children.
Absolutely.
Because they will, because a lot of times as parents, we will present all these negative people that we want to leave behind, and we're these types of people. We're presenting in front of our kids, especially that everything's perfect, mom's perfect, dad's perfect, and the kids start feeling like at a very early age they're not measuring up. And I can't share with you mom, dad, sister, friend, queen. I can't share with you what I'm really going through because your life is so perfect. You know, I think a while back I posted something like something about like it's the season of people with scars to help people with wounds. You know, and to really understand that, because I had to say it in my mind over and over to make it make sense to me before I posted it. But see, if I meet you and I'm wounded in an area where you got a scar, that tells me that you've been healed. You've learned something, that it healed. Because if you've ever had a wound, you know when it heals, it makes a scar, most things. But if we're scared to, if we're too busy trying to cover our scars with MAC and whoever else, makeup or whatever else, or we're too scared to share our wounds and those things with the right people, of course, you know, but if you're too scared to share your scar, you might be hindering somebody else's healing.
Yes.
No, that's the truth.
Because you're perfect with your $800 sew-in and red bottoms and Gucci.
She don't leave. Can you let them people please have their sew-in?
priest. Just let them have their
I'm just
in.
Saying. You know, but if you think about it, you know, if I'm over here drowning in debt, like literally, which is one of the reasons why that financial freedom season we're in, basically in Define You Radio, in Define You Movement, is about that. Like it's things that I've had those perfect friends with their perfect marriages and their perfect jobs with their perfect college degrees, and in the meantime, I'm over here at the doggone plasma center trying to get $25, crying the whole way because I'm scared of needles. And I can't share that wound with you, you know, because your life is perfect. So, real talk. And y'all know I'm 100% honest. And if you live in Baton Rouge, you, I don't know if the place is still there, but it's downtown. Baton Rouge. And I never forget that. That's why even showing my scars are important, showing really who Valencia is, who LaVon is, who Shannon is. Like, we're showing our scars and teaching, you know, things that we've learned, not the easy way. Ain't nobody teach me financial management.
No, at all.
No.
You know, ain't nobody teach me how to heal from negative friends and how long that honestly hindered me. But I have to take my responsibility because I knew they were negative when I was friends with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the last point that I wanted to make is a lot of times the people we need to get rid of, like, you know, your spidey senses are tingling every time when you see that text message come. You know?
Yes. That's the truth.
And people that know me know I don't. It's some people I won't even let in my house because you, the kind of stuff you bring in with you, I can't have that spirit up in here. Let it into my life, into my private space. Because eventually what's on you, around you, will get in you. That's why, you know, you can love people from a distance. But it's the reason why, going back to Gideon.
Come on, preacher.
Telling you, it's a reason why. Why do you know? You have to ask yourself, why did God have him cut the army down to 300? And one of God said so he could get the glory, not them.
Right.
So you got a whole bunch of negative friends that thinking they, you know, in your life, and you're rolling with too many. You can take so many lessons from that.
Yes.
And sometimes it takes a simple test. Watch how your friends drink the water. Those thirsty friends, I ain't even hit on that. You know they thirsty if they cut their own mama throat.
You better
they
know
cut their own, you know, people throat to get ahead. I'm not gonna share your business. I'm not gonna share your book. I'm not gonna share your catering. I'm not gonna share your makeup. I'm not gonna share this, even though I love you and we've been rolling since we was babies, but I'm not gonna share because you're gonna get a dollar more than me. Yeah, that's thirsty.
That's crazy. Low-key haters.
Oh, that's
on
crazy.
The down low.
But I don't even think they're on the down low. They wide open with it. They just haven't called it hating.
Because
I mean that's openly seen. That's not hidden from anybody.
That's true.
And I've had that happen. And it's a hurting feeling, especially when you've given and supported and not only that, you know, those types of things for people, for those quote unquote friends. It's a hurting feeling to realize that the friend that you love and draining yourself for, they only your friend as long as you benefit them.
Huh. That's true.
Hashtag amen.
True. Amen.
We went from talking about lace fronts to cutting people off only on Define You Radio. Queens, any people, and we only have like a few minutes left, but any people you would like to add on the list? Does this need to be a part three, even though I think next week we're talking about People Please, and I'm not sure y'all will see the post if you're connected with us on Define You Radio's Facebook page. But what did you learn, or what are your closing thoughts, I guess, for tonight's show? I'm sorry, Queen LaVon. See, that's how you know when you got friends. When they talk, call you Queen all the time. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Tonight's show has been, I would say, a little eye-opening because it caused us to kind of think. I think all of us had a few moments where we had to just sit there and be like, wait a minute, I need to do some examination. Hmm. And so my closing thought will be just that. This is the last week of November. On Saturday, we begin the last month of this year. So that means you have a little over 30 days to begin that self-examination, to do that evaluation. I mean, really, this is not even something you can do in your mind. You need to get some pen and paper and go through some of these things that we've talked about and just examine your life. If anyone is draining you, where you are emotionally, mentally, and physically tired, you, like Valencia said, when you get that text from them, your spidey senses begin to tingle because you're like, oh, my God, I know this is about to be drama. Oh, my God, I know they're about to ask me for something. Oh, my God. If you know that, why would you want to carry that weight into 2019?
Uh-huh.
Why? So I would just encourage you all that are listening, get the paper, get the pen, and do the work.
Yes, ma'am.
2019 is awaiting us, and it's nothing but greatness if we do the work.
Do the work.
That's my thought.
Do the work.
Hashtag amen. Now, uh-huh. Queen Shannon, you got to follow that up with your closing thought.
But it's pretty hard to follow it up, but I'll just add on, do the work. I mean, it's very important to do the work. And in doing the work, do not allow yourself to be swayed in any way against what you feel and you know is the right thing to do when cutting people off. I'll tell you just really quickly, just recently cut somebody off. My queen sisters, I told them about this. I recently cut them off. And the part I didn't tell them was prior to the conversation, I battled myself just a little bit.
Oh.
Whether or not I should cut them off, whether or not is this the right move. I went on and decided, yeah, this would be the right move, and they confirmed it because as I was telling them pretty much that, you know, okay, we pretty much finished with even associating, their words to me was, you'll be sorry, as though it was some form of a threat. And I'm not sure what form of threat it was. I really didn't care. It just tickled me and shocked me because I didn't know people said that in real life to other people. but what it did, it would confirm that, yeah, this was the right move.
Wow.
This was the right move because even saying that was a manipulation tactic to try to steer me into either not doing it or making me feel extra guilty about doing it. So do not allow anything to sway you. If you know, like Queen LaVon said, when you get ready to answer the phone, you know it's something. You know, even if there's no drama, you just know they're just going to aggravate you. Something about their spirit that annoys you, that just makes you cringe sometimes. If you're feeling those things, pay attention to that. Do the work. Release that negative energy. Because as soon as you release that energy and release those people, then God can now bless you and place the people that need to be there to help you move into this greatness that awaits in 2019. So
yes.
Do the work.
In the words of MMA on Black Sisters Revenge,
Jesus,
sometimes you got to cut them loose. That's all I got to say. So we want to hear from you. Make sure you are connected to us on Facebook and just let us know your thoughts. What did you get from the show? Do you need help cutting people loose? Maybe we'll have time before the year's out to do a tips to cutting people loose. Queen Shannon did a discussion. I just simply don't talk to them anymore. I make them invisible. It just makes it all easier. No, sometimes what they say, what's understood, don't need to be explained. You know you ain't no good for me. Why we got to have a conversation? Don't forget to connect with me and my beautiful co-host. Join us on Facebook. With that being said, pens and papers down, but don't put them down. Pick them back up. Do like Santa Claus, make your list and check it twice. Find out who's naughty or nice. If you say naughty, leave them in 2018. That's a good tip. So until next time, remember your past doesn't define you. It gives you definition, and what you do with that is up to you. See you guys later. Thank you so much for listening.
Good night.
Good night.
Night.
Thank you for listening to Define You Radio. Make sure.